guess who just got back today? I have actually no idea how the verse goes.
Them wild eye boys that have been away haven't changed had much to say.
But man, I still think them cats are crazy.
Welcome everybody to
Mike.
Well, at least the mics are significantly checked now. Sufficiently checked. Welcome to the Bears Lovecast Pants.
Hey, hello.
It's me, Bags.
And Pants.
And
across from Bags.
Oh, I didn't say it right, did
Boy,
I?
Boy, we are fucking rusty. It's been a minute. It's been a few years.
Hi, it's me, Bags.
Cross, has it been years?
Cross the internet? No, it's not. It's been a year.
Do you think people enjoy listening to us get brought up to our own speed every time we do this?
Well, it is warming up to us again.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the podcast that we always forget how it goes.
Yes. I'm Pants.
And I'm Bags. And we are across the table from each other.
Yes, live in person.
No longer the internet, because the internet is
for their losers.
Predators?
And fun people.
And
God, we're rusty.
And nice people. Andrew, I have a question for you.
Yes.
On this bright and sunny day.
Yes, please, please.
My question for you is, what if Kenny, you're familiar with Kenny Rogers, the gambler. You got to know when to hold him, know when to fold him.
Yes, of course.
What if Kenny Rogers, the gambler, wasn't a metaphor about life, and instead it was just a song about principled poker tactics?
Oh, Eric, I believe that's what I think it is.
No, have you ever read the lyrics?
No, I haven't.
It's literally like, it's literally basically like, don't put all your chips in before you die or something. Like,
oh,
it's
okay.
It's about life and death.
Gotcha.
But what if it wasn't? What
yeah.
if it was just Kenny writing
then,
a song?
Then it would be a better Motorhead, Ace of Spades. Because I think that is literally
just about cards.
Yep, yeah. It's about, I mean, he just yells fucking Snake Eyes watching you. Don't forget the Joker.
Don't forget the Joker. Yeah.
He's just listing off like products from bicycles.
Yeah, right.
At that point.
Don't forget to take out the rule cards. Mm-hmm. he got yelled at by someone for accidentally leaving a Joker in when he was dealing one time, right?
And yeah, like, yeah, and he someone was like, all right, I'm gonna end this now.
Don't forget the Joker, Lemmy, god damn it.
And he's like, you know what? I'm going to start a band.
Is that double-sided card that you use to cut?
I'm going to start a band.
Start a band.
I'm never going to fucking... Oh, I've got nothing.
I'm never going to leave a goddamn play. I got nothing, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really rusty.
Pants, you told me you had something you wanted to say to the folks at home.
Yeah,
hey,
do.
Hey, folks at home, thanks so much for listening, by the way.
Yeah. So I've been watching Let's Make a Deal with Dad. Are you familiar with that show?
I'm familiar with Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah. So
this is Mr. Ribeiro. Alfonso, no?
No, that's Catch 21.
Ah, no,
Let's Make a Deal is Wayne Brady.
Oh, Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
With apologies to Wayne Brady.
That's the name of the podcast. No, so Wayne Brady calls up people and they have several opportunities to win money or prizes,
right,
or a zonk.
Does he do this in person now? Because I remember during
yes.
COVID, it was all like people on Zoom.
Yeah, no,
and
this
it was
all in person now.
It was really stupid.
Yes, it was.
But we did a lot of dumb things in 2020.
Yeah, that's because there's no runbook for a global pandemic.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, there is, but it was written in 1912.
No, it was written during the Black Plague.
Yeah, right.
And those texts have
in old
eroded.
English. Yeah.
But no, I've been watching Let's Make a Deal
yeah.
with Dad, and one of the prizes on there
yeah.
That somebody won was a like a coupon or a Groupon or something that was called Dine with Nine.
Dine with Nine.
And it was, you know, presented as you and nine of your friends go for a fancy meal
yeah.
at this, you know, yeah. four-star Michelin restaurant.
In the forest of Galadriel.
Yeah, yeah, that's
you
worth.
And your eight counterparts. You'll be hosted by
the Fellowship.
Yeah. You'll be hosted by the Ice Queen of Ice Queen. Don't call me out. Elf Queen.
Yes,
anyway.
The Ice Queen.
Yes, the Ice Queen.
In
yes.
Lord of the Rings. Yes. Yes.
Everyone knows her. The one that yells.
This is where someone's gonna actually comment and be like,
there actually is an Ice Queen.
It's gonna be Jake.
In the token lore.
We don't even have to question who it's gonna be. Yeah. It's gonna be Jake.
But I was thinking, like, so it's this, you know, come dine with nine friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not a prize, Eric.
No, it's not.
That's a chore.
Having to find nine people.
Nine people and coordinate across those schedules.
Oh, yeah, dude. I had a wedding, okay?
Yeah.
It's impossible. You have to figure out where to sit people.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so the sitting is whatever. The challenge here is finding a group of nine that are... It would be difficult for me to find nine people that are in like the same tier of friend group for me.
Yeah.
Right. Where it's like three of the six people are not going to know the other six people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Or you have the friends that are like apolitical and
right.
then the friends that are like either very left or very right.
Sorry to be so popular, I guess is what I'm saying. So, did they tell you where the dinner was at?
Oh, I'm sure they did. Eric, I didn't memorize.
Oh, you tuned out after the whole try and find dinner with nine people.
Yeah, I was just dine with nine, have dinner with nine of your friends. Like that, if you guys are coordinating it, sure.
Yeah, right.
I don't want that responsibility.
Right, absolutely not.
Fucking.
I don't even want to give you names.
Oh, yeah, we might be able to do that on April 3rd.
No.
You know? And then, so then you have to email the whole fucking everybody.
Right, right.
April 3rd work. And
all
then,
right, guys.
Well, of course, Francis has a fucking... You know, he's going to visit the in-laws.
Okay, so here's what if the prize was what's that? It's not SurveyMonkey, but it's similar. So I'll just say SurveyMonkey.
Yeah.
What if the prize was like a coupon code for SurveyMonkey, so you could set up a survey to find out when it's best for people to have dinner with you?
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
That is the same prize.
10% off SurveyMonkey Pro to find out who can dine with you.
Yeah. So if you're ever on Let's Make a Deal, and you get a zonk, just be glad it's not the dine with
what
nine.
What does a zonk mean?
Zonk is nothing.
Like a whammy?
Yeah.
No whammy stop?
Yeah, they just call them zonks.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's very stupid.
Yeah. So I rescind my apology to Wayne Brady. If he has any power on that show, he would figure out that zonk needs to be changed.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's going to be because there's a...
Is it one Z or multiple Zs?
It's a brand at this point.
It's not trademarked.
It might be.
Zonk TM.
Yeah, it might be trademarked. It's like their thing.
Man, that show is old too. Like,
yeah,
really
exactly.
Old.
So
yeah,
it's branded.
Yeah.
There's generations that are, if you rebrand Zonk,
yeah.
They're going to be like, this isn't how it used to be.
Changing
fucking
the Coke
liberals.
Recipe.
Yeah. Changing Zonk now.
I need to go dine with nine of my friends to rant about this.
Yeah.
The people that would enjoy
you're in
that.
Luck. Come on down.
Come on down. Different game show. Pants, I have a game for you.
Okay. Better be fun, Chucky.
Well, Pants, would you...
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
We make it fun.
All right, Andrew. So here's what I want to run by you. I've been playing a lot of MLB The Show lately.
Yes, yes.
I purchased MLB The Show 23 because The Show 24 is coming out in a month or two.
Yep.
So I got it at a heavy discount.
Oh,
you
savvy
have to,
consumer.
You have to get it at a deal.
Yeah.
We're being interrupted.
We're live. Bop, bop, bop. Yeah, Pops is in. Dad, come over here. Come over here. We're going to do Dadcast. Dadcast segment. Remember earlier?
2 seconds.
Two seconds.
This show. Hi.
Show.
This,
show, everybody.
This is a new segment in the show that you've... Eric, you've heard about good advice before, right?
I've heard about good advice.
Have you heard about bad advice?
I've never heard bad advice.
Oh, well, okay.
I've never once gotten bad advice.
Well, okay, that's good. Have you heard of dad advice?
I've never heard of dad advice.
Okay, well, here we are with El Jefe himself, Poppers.
Poppers.
Dad, what's your dad advice for the day?
You have dad advice for today?
Yeah. Don't eat yellow snow.
Folks, you heard it here
first. You heard
it
live on the Burgess Lovecast. Do not eat yellow snow.
And that was dad advice.
Dad advice.
Brought to you by Zonks.
Brought to you by Zonks. Wayne Brady's Zonks.
All right, so I've been playing a lot of MLB The Show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave that in, by the way. I'm not going to cut it and put it at the end.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interruption of this game.
Yeah, that's fine.
One of the songs on the soundtrack is Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town.
That's Thin Lizzy?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Which is a great inclusion in the show's soundtrack. Yeah. Love that. Because a lot of the other songs are like rap or hip hop or whatever. There's like very few rock songs. Yeah. So whenever boys
some
are
terrible rap in there too.
Oh yeah, I know.
Just bad.
I know. And I luckily you can click down right stick and skip the track. I don't know if you figured that out.
Have not.
You can do that.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure that Tony Hawk Pro Skater when they re-released it, you know.
Yeah.
Vicarious Visions. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh.
That's an inside joke. No one gets that. yeah, you can do the same thing. You can click down a stick and skip the song. Anyway, very cool. Anyway. Boys Are Back in Town is on this. Now, Andrew, it is a rated E for everyone game. Of course, the ESRB does not rate online interactions.
Of course, I do not. Okay.
I need to read to you how they censor The Boys Are Back in Town.
Yeah.
Because they do censor it, but in a strange way. And then what I would like to do is see if we can make The Boys Are Back in Town even more rated E for everyone.
Oh, sure.
I'll give you an example. Here is how The Boys Are Back in Town is censored on MLB The Show 23.
Can I throw one out there real quick?
Yeah.
The Boys Are Back in Town.
Yeah.
E for everyone. My friends are here.
Yeah. That's the new name of the song.
Yeah.
I was going to say The Boys Are Back in Town, parentheses, to do nice things.
My friends are here.
Yeah. Okay. Here's how. we have to be careful because electric guitar could be perceived as the instrument of the devil, so we might have to rewrite this in
Robert Johnson. Yes.
All right. So one of the lines in the song is she got up and she slapped Johnny's face.
Okay.
In MLB The Show, they say she got up and she beeped Johnny's face. The word slapped has been removed.
Oh, because domestic violence?
I don't know. The line in the song is about a dude hitting on a girl in a bar and she slapped Johnny's face.
Yeah, why would they censor that?
I don't know, because it's about slapping. But this
that is the dumbest thing.
This plays into the next part, though, because they continue to censor things related to violence. So, but not other things. Here's the next part that they censor. Friday night, they'll be dressed to kill. Absolutely no censor on that line.
Nope.
Friday night, they'll be dressed to kill. They leave that line
in. Okay, so killing is okay.
Yep. Down at Dino's blank and grill. They censor the word bar.
Okay.
Down at Dino's bar and grill is the original line. In MLB The Show, it is down at Dino's and grill.
Yeah.
The next line of the actual song is drinks will flow and blood will spill.
Okay.
I want you to guess what they censor in MLB The Show.
Say that line again?
Drinks will flow and blood will spill.
Well, I mean, based off of what the information you've given me, I'm going to say drinks.
They do, in fact, bleep drinks. They do not bleep blood.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Bleep will flow and blood will spill. And if the boys want to fight, you better let them. They bleep fight. And if the boys want to beep, you better let them.
Okay.
So they
I mean, an algorithm chose what words to bleep.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
I just cannot believe dress to kill and blood will spill. Dress to kill, I get. It just means they're dressed really nice. Blood will spill?
Yeah.
That's a death metal lyric.
Yes, it
and
is.
And they didn't beep
that. That's at least a death metal, like, it's also a death metal album.
Yeah, so, but somewhere. Slayer B-side.
Like every high school band trying to be a death metal act has a song called Blood Will Spill.
Do you think they would bleep Raining Blood at all if it were on MLB The Show?
Raining Beep?
No, they would keep it in there.
Oh, yeah.
What if it's Raining Blood from the Beep Sky?
I feel like they would probably bleep the parts about Auschwitz.
Oh, is that in Raining Blood?
Pretty sure.
I don't know that song at all, I guess.
Auschwitz, the meaning of pain. That's like how it starts, I believe.
It would be Auschwitz, the meaning of beep, I think.
Yeah.
Is how they would beep that.
How would MLB The Show 2023 censor the Holocaust?
Oh, Jesus Christ. yeah, would they? Actually, I'm not going to go down that. I'm not going to yes and
I,
that.
I think they're.
Andrew, and I'm going to interrupt you. Okay. And I'm going to say one thing.
Yeah.
And that this show has principles and I refuse to yes and the Holocaust. Okay.
I don't even know what that means.
Yes and?
Yeah.
I'm not going to improv the Holocaust, Andrew.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to yes and it.
All right. Well, I'm just going to say this anyway.
Okay.
You can not do it.
Okay.
But I think they're going to. I think MLB The Show 2023 or their parent company, they're EA, right?
Sounds right.
Sony.
It's a Sony game.
I think it would be censored entirely.
Oh, just the whole song.
Yeah, because they're Holocaust deniers. Well, Eric, it's that fucking time.
It's that fucking time again.
Yeah, it's that fucking. You ready to fucking
fucking tell me what time it is.
It's time
for breadlines.
For breadlines.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's what we called them.
We had 7 or 8 different names,
yeah,
and we didn't land on a single one. But I'm bringing back breadlines.
I like. Well, how about this? Fredlines.
I don't like that. Andrew, the show.
Don't ask me what it means.
This show is principled that I'm not going to yes and Fredlines. I have to take a stand somewhere, okay? A second ago, it was about Holocaust jokes, and now it's about
the line is drawn at Fredlines.
Yep.
That is line, hate speech.
Line in the sand. No,
propaganda.
It's not hate speech, Andrew. It's just really stupid. Okay, it's important to call it hate speech when it exists,
yeah,
and that's not it.
Okay, so we got some bread lines for you.
I thought it was Fred lines.
God, this is turning into Abbott Costello.
Could you commit to one, please?
Yeah, I actually wrote one here on my notebook called Dick Bait, because this is more about clickbait headlines.
Ah,
than this
got
one.
It, Dick Bait.
Yeah, so this is some Dick Bait headlines for you. From the Sunday Times.
Yes.
North Korea's Kim Jong-un is thinking the unthinkable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eric, it's actually it's very disturbing. Once you pop, the fun does stop. Can you believe the tyranny of the people in North Korea who can have one Pringle
and be done?
And be done. Unimaginable.
Yep. It's their allotment. That's the
yes,
problem.
It's
yeah,
the ration.
That's the problem.
Yes.
It's an MRE.
They go to a breadline to get one Pringle.
Don't say breadline again.
Pringle.
Do they go? Do they go to a Fredline to get a Pringle?
Yes.
Andrew, what if
is that the name of the guy that's on the can? Fred.
Fred yeah. Line. Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's
Fred. That's old Fred Line on that can. He loved tennis.
Can you imagine World War II?
Except he did it with potatoes.
He loved tennis because it looks like it, because it's a
yeah,
tennis tube.
But he did it with potatoes.
But he did it with potatoes.
And then when he fucking swatted at it
yep,
with a
large potato, he
yeah,
swatted at the
what
tennis.
What was his tennis racket?
A potato.
Another potato.
Yes,
okay,
a large potato.
Potato on potato.
Yes, that's how it breaks up into little pieces of potatoes.
That's when his wife was like, stop smashing potatoes, get in here and eat a Pringle.
So
she invented the Pringles. He stole that from her.
That's the joke. Okay,
yes.
Got it. Yeah, they made a movie about it.
Yeah.
Hold on, sorry. One quick thing.
Yeah.
Can we imagine a World War II soldier on the front lines,
yeah,
pulls out the MRE, you know, their little rations of
it's just one
Pringle. A single Pringle.
It's called potato cakes, yeah, plural,
potato
with apostrophe or like parentheses,
a parenthetical s
with a question mark.
No, it's like when you open a baseball card pack and you're really hoping to draw a holographic or something, and you're like, maybe I'll get two in this
yeah,
one.
God, I hope there's more than one. Yeah.
They're dehydrated.
God.
You have to spit on them to
yeah,
make them Pringles.
Yeah, they're fucking. I mean, they're in Normandy, about
right,
like, right about to storm the beach.
Yeah,
he's getting out his MRE in the fucking boat.
Right, the boat rocks.
Just fucking machine guns
it,
and yeah, howitzers firing everywhere. God, fucking let there be more than one Pringle.
Dude, they hit a wave and then the single Pringle goes flying. There was two in it, but one of them goes flying. He's just left with one.
Just one and it went flying.
Jumps in the water. He's
like,
done.
Well, this day couldn't get any worse. And, yeah. Bombing run. Yeah. from Bloomberg Business Week,
yeah,
which I thought was interesting that they decided to put business and week as one word.
It's one word, yeah.
Yeah.
TM trademark, baby.
So Bloomberg Business Week, the secret to living longer may start with menopause.
Oh.
Said every man everywhere.
Oh no.
From Vox.
That's still a website, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Ultraviolet light can kill almost all the viruses in a room.
Oh.
Why isn't it everywhere?
It is.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that, Vox. This is where I actually need Jake to be like,
well,
either yes it is,
yeah,
or I need the well actually.
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes sense to me, Andrew.
Yeah,
as a layman,
that's all that matters. From Popular Mechanics,
mm-hmm,
we have a hidden blob of water has abruptly reappeared in the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, as it turns out, Eric, ocean is indeed made of water.
Yeah.
Great job, everybody.
Yep, right? Yep.
Then we have from the LA Times, bolts that should have kept Alaska Airlines flights door plug in place are missing.
Oh God.
And I, Eric, you know what? I was actually on that flight. Yeah. And I was wondering what happened to the door. That's it. Yeah. That's my Norm MacDonald.
Yes. Yep. I was, yeah. Had we been televised, you would have just given it a long stare.
Yep.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we cannot let more than 2 seconds go without fucking talking.
From AARP, we have what to consider before taking a miracle weight loss drug.
Yeah.
Don't.
That's all you need to know. Just don't do that.
From Slate, we have the new January 6th testimony against Trump will be devastating at trial.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. After everything else he's done and every other bombshell, this is the one.
This is the one.
This is the fucking one.
We got him.
At the LA Times, we have Cal State faculty just got a 5% raise. Here's why they're upset. It wasn't big enough. Pretty simple. They don't get paid enough. The Wall Street Journal, the link between weight loss and work success. No, there isn't one. And finally, after all the short quippies, we have one from Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
Trump supporters are very worked up about the Jeffrey Epstein list, Eric.
Sure. Yeah.
Because this is the fifth time that he has forgotten to put their pecan sandies on the grocery list. And he's forgotten. Not very thoughtful of him.
You're saying that Jeff Epstein had a list.
Had a grocery list.
And pecan sandies.
And he's forgotten it five times.
So forgotten or it's been omitted from the list? Is it?
Well, we'll
it...
never know because he's dead.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
How's that going?
That'll be your Fred lines.
How's that going for him?
I'd love to. When we reached out for comments,
yeah, right? Yeah,
we did not get a response.
No response, but it's our journalistic integrity to say that we did reach for comments.
Yes.
I would like to play another game with you.
Okay, let's play a game, Chuckles.
Well, hold on. What if you just start saying a sentence? Just start. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you.
Gun, 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 fool pants. I wanted to interrupt you.
Bow, wow, wow.
Fool pants.
Bow, bow, random, bow.
Pants, this is a game called Fool Pants.
Okay.
Fool Pants.
I'm ready for my pants to be fooled.
Yeah, it's where I read you three descriptions of movies, and you tell me which is the one that I made up, and which is the one...
Hold on.
You tell me which is the one that I made up. Two of them are real, one of them is fake, I made up one of them. And the... He's flipping through pages. And the theme today, as it is, you know, beginning of January, Happy New Year to those who sell... To those who celebrate. I can't even say Happy New Year when I get my Starbucks cup anymore. Yeah. All right, Andrew, here we go. So this is Fool Pants, and the theme this time around is, of course, New Year, New Me.
New Year, New Me.
New Year, New Me. New Year.
New Year, New Me.
So, Andrew, we'll start with the movie that is titled New Year, New Jersey.
I already tell this one's just going to be fucking good.
New Year, New Jersey.
New Year, New Jersey.
When Jill, a single 30-something struggling actress, is forced to move back home to take care of her ailing mother, she believes her life could only get worse. Where else could be worse for a struggling actress than Hoboken, New Jersey? But after all, it is the new year, and she resolved to be more available for family after living in L.A. for the past several years. After moving in with her mother, Jill finds out her mother's apartment building is tended by a young, stubborn, but dashingly handsome man by the name of Johnny, who has lived in New Jersey his entire life and still lives there with his mother and father, who are also of declining health.
Oh, how convenient.
You all right? Yep. A match made in heaven? Not quite. Jill tries to play it cool, and handsome Johnny, who continues to give mixed signals... Sorry, she tries to play it cool with the handsome Johnny, who continues to give mixed signals, while also seeking out acting jobs, but so far, she can only find work in local ads.
Okay.
One day, she finally lands a gig, playing in a low-budget commercial for Johnny's small construction and maintenance shop.
Oh, boy, isn't that convenient, too.
A match made in New Jersey?
Boy, you can't write this stuff, Eric.
Only time will tell. Or can you?
Yeah, all right.
First movie is New Year, New Jersey.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that on the Hallmark? Like, the...
I can't tell you.
Would that be on the Hallmark channel of, like, if Hallmark was a cable company?
Right, 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 yes. If Hallmark was itself its own company, its own provider of cable, it would have its own Hallmark channel.
Yeah,
right.
Where all the B-sides
just
go.
Fucking uncut Hallmark, dude. Just black tar Hallmark. Just black Tallmark, all right? All right, the next movie is titled Snowkissed.
Snowkissed. Like sun-kissed?
Yes, but snow.
Okay.
Snow-kissed.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to process that.
Kate, a small-time freelance entertainment journalist, is beyond excited when she is offered an interview with a popular author. But her joy is quickly diminished when she finds out she will have to travel to conduct the interview.
Oh no.
She hates to travel.
Yeah, where's she going? Like the Tibetan mountains? She has to climb up there by herself.
Gotta take a donkey. She hates to travel.
Are you putting me on American Airlines?
No, we're putting you on a donkey, Kate. She hates to travel and instead prefers her well-organized, clutter-free life in Manhattan. And she has no desire to change
clutter-free
anything.
Clutter-free in Manhattan...
Yeah, not in Manhattan. You're not. You're somewhere. Yeah. You're. I don't know where you are, Andrew, because I don't know anything about New York. But I'm just gonna say
it's
right
fucking
now,
fucking dirty and filled with clutter. Yeah. If there's a place where there's clutter, it's New York City.
However, with the prospect of becoming a staff member instead of a freelance writer, and a lot of encouragement from her photographer friend Jane, who will go with her, she decides to face the travel fears and take the assignment. They arrive at a B&B nestled in the Rocky Mountains of Canada to find a struggling business run by two single men, Noah and Simon, desperate to get the endorsement of an international company that will send droves of new business their way. As the only two guests for the week, the guys ask Kate and friend Jane to go through a 3-day tour and give them honest critiques and review. However, constructive criticism is not always easy to take, even when given by request. And soon, Kate and Noah butt heads.
Yeah, sure. I feel like anybody that's asking for criticism has gone into that conversation ready to blow up.
Yep.
Oh, no, I can handle it. Yeah. What did you say? Fuck you. Yeah.
While the setup of two single men and two single women may seem like a perfect situation, it isn't always a guarantee that they will end up as friends, much less anything more to each other. After all, they live in different countries, all have different jobs.
Yeah, you've already said those
and
things.
And at least one definitely does not like change.
Yeah.
Can Kate's reluctant heart be warmed by the gentle soul of a B&B owner in the snow-kissed mountains of Canada? Or will the attempt at a new life and new love prove to be a little too rocky?
Oh, Eric, I felt my stomach drop when you said that.
From greatness? From joy?
No.
Snow-kissed.
God.
And your final movie in this game of Fool Pants, A New Year's Resolution.
Okay.
A New Year's resolution.
I'm going to go to the gym.
The whole movie.
Just them on the couch.
Yeah. Kelly Leone, producer at Wake Up Milwaukee, a local morning TV talk show, has focused this year on changing what were the declining fortunes of the show. Her efforts having paid off, but at the expense of spending time with friends.
Okay.
This time has also been at the expense for longer-term goal of a news producer in a bigger market like Chicago. As such, on New Year's Eve, and under pressure from her best friends, AJ, Lisa, and Jackson, Kelly makes the New Year's resolution to say yes to partake in any social event asked of her, no matter what.
Okay, I gotta stop you right there.
Please do.
That movie exists.
Yeah.
It's called Yes Man with Jim Carrey.
But it doesn't happen on New Year's. Is it a New Year's movie?
That I can't remember.
Okay, well, Andrew, this is about New Year's.
Yeah,
so all right,
fuck me.
It's different, Andrew.
It's fucking
okay,
different.
Yep. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. This resolution is well outside of her comfort zone, as she loves her uncluttered life in Manhattan. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, oh my God.
This resolution is well outside her comfort zone, as she generally only commits to things she believes has a high probability of success.
Define success.
The end date of this resolution is her 30th birthday in 1 month's time. I'm just going to step outside the box for a second.
Yeah.
What I love about that premise is that it's a New Year's resolution with a 1 month time stamp on it.
Oh, yeah.
You get 1 month to make this happen, baby.
Yeah. new month revolution.
Yep.
Yeah.
Much to her chagrin, her production team, looking for an extended New Year's story for the show, decides to follow her on the 1 month progression on her resolution. During the month, Kelly meets Tom Malone, a marketing director at the regional office for Imperium National Bank.
Oh my God.
The two have an immediate mutual attraction.
Boo.
While Tom... Andrew, that's a mutual fun joke.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't aware.
While Tom, too, had at one point set his sights on a bigger market career like in Chicago, he has decided to stay in Milwaukee in his unofficial commitment to making life better for his family, most specifically his single mother, sister Sheila, and his company. As Kelly and Tom look to be on the path to a committed relationship, an unforeseen challenge comes into view that may threaten their relationship, where Tom may have to choose between Kelly and his job at the bank. Kelly's resolution to take whatever life throws at her may soon trigger her worst fears, failure, and a poor return on investment.
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
Yeah.
Andrew, that's a New Year's resolution.
Eric, but what is failure if not the process of learning?
The process of investing.
Yeah.
The investment is the...
I didn't lose the house, honey. I was learning.
I
was learning how to day trade on futures.
All right, so your movies are, again, New Year, New Jersey...
Yeah.
Snow-kissed. And a New Year's resolution. Andrew, of those three, which one did I make up and which one?
I'm using
to fool you.
I would love to say that a New Year's resolution was yours, but I think you did Snow-kissed.
Tell me why.
Because at the end, when I said my stomach dropped, you said from greatness. Yeah. And to me, that is you saying,
yeah,
I like what I...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not just a great salesman of someone else's fucking shit work.
Yeah.
I could be.
So I think you did Snowkiss.
Okay, Andrew. Well, the actual, I shouldn't say the actual, the one that I wrote.
Yes.
The fake movie is, drumroll. Just did fucking.
Eric, do you want to riff on what drumrolls sound like?
Yeah, let's keep going. What else you got? Andrew, the fake movie is New Year, New Jersey. I wrote New Year, New Jersey.
Oh my God, yep. Really?
Yep.
Oh, whoever wrote the synopsis for Snowkissed is in high school.
Yeah.
And is repeating English.
Yep.
Oh
yep.
Man, that was such, like, oh, so long. And he was like, because they lit, he just, like, the person who wrote that describes, like, oh, they're from Manhattan and they're from fucking Canada.
Yeah.
And then they recap at the end.
Right.
Because they're from two different countries.
Right.
Like, yeah,
yeah.
You've explained
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we got it. We got it
the first time.
We got the nut graph and it was way up top.
Is that what happens when someone lives in Canada and the other person lives in not Canada?
They're from different places.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy.
No, so what I used to do when I did this game with you is I used to try and make the other synopses sound more like me. Because the synopses are bad.
That's got to be hard.
It's
got to read through a lot of shit.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
So what I did this time was tried to make my synopsis sound more like a shitty synopsis.
Yeah.
So I dumbed down my synopsis.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
You got me this time.
New Year, New Jersey. It was funny. I was talking to Sammy about this. You ever met Sammy?
Sammy Hamster.
That's the one. And she, the other day, she was like, do you remember any of the movies that you talked about on the podcast? Because I would like to watch some of them. And she meant the real movies. But in my heart, initially, I was like, she wants to watch the movies that I pitched.
Oh, Eric, that is...
Which is nice.
It's so you. to think that she was talking about
my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. what I'm saying is that I would pop up some popcorn and watch New Year, New Jersey.
Yeah, I would watch that.
I think it sounds pretty good.
Let's write it.
Let's
let's get it out there.
Do we have to shoot on location in Hoboken?
No.
Good. We don't have the money, and it's Hoboken.
Yeah, and I doubt we'll get subsidies from the government for shooting there.
Hmm, interesting. We probably wouldn't.
Making liberal movies and... I'm...
Nope.
Yeah.
Is that what they sound like in Hoboken?
In Hoboken?
I don't know. Is it being being funded by Jeff Sessions?
Yeah.
Who is the... Jeff Sessions joke in 2024. Yeah. Y'all remember him? All right, next up, Andrew, we have a universe something or other.
Oh, yes. This is a nifty little... idea that I had for a new segment called There's a Universe, where one of the things that you and I do that I love so much and hold very dear to my heart is watching a movie and then hyper-focusing on one thing in that movie and talking about the logistics of it, how it could happen, and where it would, like, where it would be possible. Essentially, we're creating the universe in which this movie is.
It's
real.
Like the one part where we refuse to suspend our disbelief.
Yes.
Right? And it's like...
Maybe that's the name of it.
Like the refusal... That's too long. But yeah, we can figure it out.
But yeah. So I've been watching Gotham with Dad.
Yeah.
The... I believe it was on FX.
Yeah, it's on... Yeah, that sounds
right. About five seasons they had in the early 2010s.
Is that about Batman? Gotham? Is that a Batman thing?
Oh, I never put that together. Is that who Bruce Wayne is?
Yeah, dude, I think so. Oh. I'm pretty sure it's Wayne Bruce, though. Brain Woose.
But Gotham is about Jim Gordon working through his trials and tribulations while the Penguin and other people run Gotham. It's basically the mob story of Gotham.
Sure. In the snow-kissed mountains of Rocky Canada.
In
Gotham,
Canada.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Penguin runs the Tim Hortons up there.
Yes. good for him.
Yeah. Just a legitimate job for Oswald Cobblepot.
Earns a good pay. Yeah. Good keep. 13 franchises.
Free coffee. Free Tim Hortons coffee.
Dude, and that's not, Andrew, that's not something to sniff at. I'll tell you that much.
No.
You don't hold your nose at that.
No.
Mr. Cobblepot.
If you do, it'll get frozen. I don't fucking know. Anyway.
Huh. Andrew, how does coffee in Canada stay hot? It's so dang cold up there.
Oh, boy. Woof.
That's really funny.
It is really funny.
Thank you. All right. Sorry. All right. Continue. You've been watching Gotham.
Yeah. So we've been watching Gotham about spoiler alerts, by the way.
Spoiler alerts on a 14-year-old show. Here we go.
The GCPD, the Gotham City Police Department,
of course,
is often under some severe attacks. Okay. And by often, I mean every episode.
Of course.
And by severe attacks, I mean everybody in there dies except for Jim Gordon and his friend, his partner, Harvey Bullock.
Okay.
The rest of the police force that is in Gotham City Police Department gets wiped out.
Yeah.
On a daily basis.
Right. Yeah, the turnover rate is
it's atrocious.
They're just bleeding.
The attrition
men.
Is bad. Yeah, but they're
the
always...
employee attrition is 98%. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
But Eric, here's the thing. Is every episode, that room is filled at the beginning.
Of course.
Their recruiting team is fucking top notch.
Yeah, right. Or they're just...
They have to have planes flying in people.
Yeah, right.
Because there's only scum in Gotham.
Right, of course. That's not coming internally, I'll tell you that much.
They're flying in people.
Right.
Like, oh yeah, this is a great job, you know, full pay, you have the full benefits, there's a pension, you're probably going to die today.
Yeah. 401k? No, sorry, what was that last thing you said? Oh, the 401k?
The pension? The 401k?
The pension?
Oh, did I tell you about the life insurance that we have? Well, I mean... No, it was something about dying, I think. Oh, yeah,
you have a life insurance.
Yeah, you're going to die today.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
12 hours?
Oh, I feel like I should worry about that.
Don't even worry about
Don't worry about that.
Clock in.
That's an HR thing. They will reach out to you after you die, and they'll take care of everything.
The paperwork will be... It'll be...
Yeah, the concern I have is I don't want to die. Oh, so you're saying you don't want the job.
You're saying you don't want these awesome benefits.
Yeah, you don't want to get money?
What are you saying?
Do you not have... Oh, so you don't have groceries to buy?
Do you have gas that you need to buy?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm. Never mind if you don't want the job.
Stuck up, bitch.
Yeah. But I just... that was... Like, that's the universe that has to exist for Gotham,
of course.
Is where the recruiting team is flying people in every fucking day.
Yeah.
The hiring team.
Yeah.
It's the only way it works.
I was thinking of the same thing about, the police department in Saw. They don't lose everyone every day.
Yeah.
But they seem to lose a lot on some days.
Yeah.
And it's a, they're rather brutal deaths, you know, getting caught in traps and whatnot.
Yeah.
Or,
you and know. When Hoffman goes apeshit.
Oh, yeah, at the very end of 4-5 or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sloppy.
Yeah, just, so sloppy.
Oh, yeah.
Kills everybody in that fucking lab.
And, yeah, he has to, well, he hides in a body bag.
This is now a Saw podcast.
This is the Sawcast, yeah.
The Sawcast.
I already did one of those last year. Shout out to our friends at The Lore You Know. Go listen to my Saw podcast.
I think we have a game that we always love to play here, right?
We do?
Who's more dangerous?
Who's more dangerous?
What's more dangerous?
And
where's
who?
Where's more dangerous than
aspartame? I'll cue up the music. I won't. I stopped doing that a long time ago because you threatened to leave me. Do you want to go first or second?
I can go, well.
It doesn't really matter because I always edit it.
What the hell is it? I can go first.
Hey, all right. What's more? Tell me. Tell me, pants.
Eric, I got a good one for you.
Hit me.
Emu escapes. The fucking Donald Trump ad just came up. Eric, I got a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's emu escapes from Alabama home for a third time. That's right. Emu escapes from an Alabama home for a third time. Eric, based on that headline, what's more dangerous than aspartame?
Emu escapes from an Alabama home for a third time. I'm gonna say budget invisible fences. Just budget invisible fences.
Oh, sure. Okay. Like, I see what you're saying.
Low budget invisible fences.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the low level at the Home Depot invisible fences.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the lowest possible.
The F tier.
Yeah. Oh. You have to like get on your hands and knees to get it off the bottom shelf.
Yeah.
Because the good, the expensive ones are at eye level. As you know.
It's just a rope that says don't. And you lay it on your grass and hope the emu can read it.
Yes. Yeah. Or is scared of twine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On January 11th from UPI, an emu named Esmeralda escaped.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Love that.
Escaped from her Alabama home for the third time.
Her home.
It was hers. Yes. Yeah, it's in her name. It's Esmeralda's home.
Esmeralda Emu. That's what's on the title.
Like the fucking the signature is like you can clearly written by a beak.
It's a beak print, yeah.
Yeah. An emu named Esmeralda escaped from her Alabama home for the third time and was spotted running loose around town before returning on her own. Oh. The city of Calera.
Well,
said,
it doesn't sound like a problem then.
She's back home. Okay. I'm sorry. What's the issue?
I'm sorry. So a lady can't enjoy a great day on the town.
Yeah.
A lady can't go shopping and get a nice lunch and treat herself.
Sure. You can go to the bar with the boys.
Yeah.
But Esmeralda can't go fucking have a fucking
deli sandwich.
Yeah.
And see a matinee.
Can't go to Potbelly and get a nice cup of soup.
Yeah. All right. Now I see the truth.
Yeah.
It's toxic masculinity is actually the answer. What's more dangerous than that? Continue, I'm sorry.
The city of Calera said in a Facebook post that...
That's how serious they took this, huh? All right.
He's got it on the Facebook page. Yep. That Esmeralda reportedly had a domestic dispute involving her sister. Resulting in Esmeralda making a... I have not screened this. Resulting...
We never do.
In Esmeralda making a swift exit from... her owner's Jemison home.
No, it's not. It's now it's her owner's home.
Yeah. Well, we got to figure that out first.
Who's the? Is the?
I even trust this?
Is
website?
Is this reported or is it AI?
Is this on Snopes? Yeah. Sue Sanford, owner of the emu, and her sister Ursula.
Yes.
Boy, some great names in this family.
And you know what? Ursula would be the mean one that would cause the dispute.
Yeah.
You know.
Said Esmeralda is the friendlier bird of the pair. But also the more adventurous one.
Okay.
Esmeralda previously escaped a few years ago and became a local celebrity when she escaped for the second time in December.
I can't believe we're gonna crucify Esmeralda, a local celebrity.
A local celebrity.
For leaving her home.
For going, not even leaving, just fucking.
Yeah, not even leaving.
Yeah.
Just having a day.
Having a day. Going just, shopping?
Yep. Going to Noodles and Company. Having a nice bowl of mac and cheese. Having a fettuccine.
A fettuccine. I get a lot of comments because she's now very well known from December, Sanford told.
Is fettuccine, was it invented by Italian emus? Do Italian emus have an accent?
What do emus even sound like?
Okay, now do an Italian emu.
Hey!
Oh, okay. Yeah. That checks out.
Esmeralda's late escape proved short-lived as she returned home on her own later in that day. You fucking said that already.
You returned home. It's not an escape.
Sanford said she and her animals are moving to a more spacious property in Plantersville soon.
Okay.
And Esmeralda will be kept secure until she is transported to their new home. She's in solitary.
Yeah! What the hell? Okay, so fucking Ursula comes at her.
Yeah.
Right? And yep. Ursula's like, you never clean the dishes. And Esmeralda's like, well, I do all the cooking, so what the hell,
yeah.
Ursula? Check your privilege.
Yeah.
And Ursula's like, well, how about you shut up? And Esmeralda's like, I can't handle that. I can't handle this negativity. I'm going for a walk. And then all of a sudden, Esmeralda's fucking crucified for just being an independent woman. For being a strong, independent woman.
A strong, beautiful, independent woman.
And Esmeralda's going to get all this flack from fucking Joe Reporter.
Yeah.
From fucking Johnny Scoops over there.
Johnny.
just Johnny Scoops with his little fucking shitty press hat with a little piece of paper sticking out of it.
It's a fucking,
I got a story of all stories.
It's a fucking Arby's receipt. Hey. What is that in your hat? What are you talking about? Oh, I don't know where that came from.
I don't know. $5.99 roast beef.
Oh, no, I need to expense that.
It says Saturday on. I work on Saturdays. I'm a freelancer. You can't expense things if you're a freelancer. What?
What?
He's walking away.
Yeah.
Can't hear
you. Yeah, well, can't hear you. Goodbye. So, anyway.
Yeah, what's more dangerous than aspartame?
What's more dangerous than aspartame here? I was going to say... Well, my original answer, the original answer that I had was repeat offenses.
Yeah, repeat offenders.
But I'm going with sibling rivalry here.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah.
That could work.
Yeah, I'm changing it to sibling rivalry.
I still think it's, I think Ursula is the
she's
at fault here.
Yeah, she's the one at fault.
Yeah, fucking hell. And then the owner has the balls to be like, oh, we're going to keep her, we're going to put her in prison until we can move her to a larger prison.
Gonna, we're going to bury her.
To put her in the basement.
We need
she's a goddamn local icon.
Eric, here's the thing.
She's the Dolly Parton of that city, okay?
Here's the thing, Eric, is she is a bird.
Yes, she is.
So we have to secure the bird. And we already know that on land it doesn't work.
Securing a bird doesn't work.
Yeah. We can't secure on land.
Do emus fly?
No. But she's a bird, so we can't trust it.
We can't trust
it. So we have to put her in the ground.
I understand now.
Yeah, that's why we buried
her.
Yep.
Oh, literally.
Yes.
Not just her character.
Yeah, we're
not
burying
just
her.
Johnny Scoops burying her character.
There is an emu 6 feet under the ground.
Is it alive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Somehow.
I'm okay with this.
There's worms in there.
I'm okay. I'm
the real question here is Esmeralda happy?
I'm gonna say no.
No.
Because she can't go see A Star Is Born at the matinee.
Yeah, no.
All she wanted was to leave and see a nice, friendly family movie.
We have to liberate Esmeralda.
We do have to. Hashtag liberate Esmeralda.
Yeah, we have to go to Alabama.
Yeah.
And fucking find out
Is in Alabama. Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
God damn it.
The local laws down there are just, with emus are...
They're insane. An emu in Alabama.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. Right?
Yeah, that's a fucking treasure.
Yeah, somebody got that shipped in from some black market.
Italy!
Yeah.
The Italian emu market is
the
Italian black market for emus.
Came straight from the Vatican.
Yep.
Esmeralda was actually a Swiss guard.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Cardinal.
Mm-hmm.
Ursula was not. She was an urchin. She was a street... She was an emu
she
urchin.
She just didn't have high ambitions.
No. And now she takes it out on her sister. All right, Andrew, from the AP.
Yes.
Exploding toilet at a Dunkin' store in Florida left a customer filthy and injured, lawsuit claims.
Okay.
Exploding toilet at a Dunkin' store in Florida left a customer filthy and injured.
Boy, I'd love to know what the damages are for getting filthy.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
like
it's just a word
having
filthy.
Having to take a bath.
Yeah. Andrew, a good lawyer will just massage the hell out of that.
I'm usually a little bit more creative in
right.
these responses, but I feel like I have to say exploding toilet.
Yeah, right. Yes, that's good answer. Yeah. Okay. All right, exploding toilet at a Dunkin' store, blah, blah, blah. All right, here we go. From Orlando, Florida, the AP. A customer has filed a negligence lawsuit against Dunkin', claiming he was injured by an exploding toilet at one of the coffee chain's locations in Central Florida. Paul Kerouac is seeking more than $100,000 in a lawsuit filed Wednesday in a state court in Orlando, claiming he suffered, quote, severe and long-term injuries following the explosion of a toilet in the men's room a year ago. All right, I was about to freak out because this story came out January 4th of this year.
Yeah.
And I was about to say, long-term, Paul, it's been a week. Give it a minute, okay?
Yeah, right?
Okay. But it happened a year ago, so I'll give him that. After the explosion left Kerouac covered in human feces, urine, and debris, he walked out of the men's room seeking help from workers and the store manager, according to the lawsuit. We don't screen these. An employee told him that they were aware of the, quote, problem with the toilet, since there had been previous incidents.
What?
The lawsuit said without diving into further details. Dude,
did they buy the toilet from a magic store?
It's an exploding toilet.
Yeah.
No, dude, I'm just imagining. You know, like, I worked in fast food, and I work in the service industry, but I specifically worked in fast food, which is a whole nother echelon of shit you have to deal with when you're in the service industry. And when someone asks you a question, and you're just fucking tired, and you're getting paid $7.25 an hour. It's just like someone coming out and be like, hey, the toilet just exploded on me. And like the dude ringing up orders in the drive-thru is like, yeah, it does that.
Yeah, yeah, like, exactly.
He doesn't have time for that.
Yeah,
he,
no.
He doesn't get paid enough money to
do. You see how many tickets are hanging down
now?
But fuck the toilet.
I'm trying to make a batch of crullers right now. Yeah. Can you give me a second? Like... when contacted Thursday by email for more details on Kerouac's injuries, his attorney, Scott Spradley, that's a fake attorney name, said he was tied up and couldn't answer questions until the following day.
My first name is Scott's?
Yep.
Plural?
Oh, no, Scott Spradley.
Oh,
that's
okay.
His name. But still weird.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like Scott's.
That's weirder than Scott's. I was ready to accept Scott's.
Scott's Spradley.
Yep.
Scott's Spradley is his alter ego.
Scott Spradley.
Scott Spradley.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I love this phrasing, though. This is the AP, okay? This isn't whatever bullshit fucking website you found. He was contacted by email for more details. His attorney, Scott Spradley, said he was tied up and couldn't answer questions until the following day. Okay, did you ever follow back up on the following day? Because it's been 8 days.
Yeah.
He didn't because there's no... Okay. The Massachusetts-based company did not immediately respond to email. The lawsuit says Kerouac suffered, quote, bodily injury, and he has required mental health care and counseling since the incident, January 2022. The correct answer, Andrew, is 99-cent coffees.
Yep.
Because that's how you break a toilet.
Yep, that's how it happens.
99-cent Dunkin' coffees, Andrew.
Eric, you better make sure that your second sip of that coffee is while you're still in the gas station.
It's near a toilet.
Yeah.
And
you're drinking like stomach Drano at that point.
And Paul Kerouac, Jack Kerouac,
yeah.
American author, really famous American author.
Paul
Kerouac, a famed toilet injury haver. They're in.
It's the same tier.
Kind of.
Of American heroes.
He wrote a lawsuit. Similar to a book?
Yes, it is.
Andrew, I would like to throw one more thing your way before we call it a day.
Okay, well, first I'm going to toast to Paul Kerouac.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Yes. Amen.
Rest in peace, Paul Kerouac.
He's not dead, but Andrew...
His ass is.
Was he sitting on the toilet when it happened? That's the question.
Yeah.
Was he sitting on the toilet or was he just in there washing his hands?
I'd love to see the cross-examination.
Right.
Because he would be the plaintiff, right?
Yeah.
So the defense attorney is just like... Were you at the, like, permission to treat the witness as hostile?
Yeah.
Were you sitting on the toilet? Were you sitting on the toilet?
Were you sitting on the shitter bowl?
Damn it.
All right, fine. I was standing on it. I was AC Slatering it, Your Honor. I was sitting on it backwards.
It's not going, Eric, it's not going to the bathroom.
No.
If you're sitting on the toilet wrong.
It's not.
I rest my case.
Yeah, right? Yep. I'm going to...
They got off on a technicality.
Because he was AC Slatering the toilet. Andrew, you know the website Masterclass?
Yes, I do.
All right, Chuck. I want to throw...
Are we sponsored by them now?
Oh, God, no.
I mean, we're a podcast. Yeah. So it's got, that's
something.
We've got to be sponsored by them.
So, Andrew, I saw an Instagram ad for Masterclass the other day, and I wanted to throw this by you before we close the show out today. They were offering. Let me. I don't want to make sure I don't forget. So I'm gonna pull it up. Andrew, they were offering. Oh Christ! I just saw the two. I forgot about these two. Okay, they were offering someone to help you teach music for film.
Oh, sure. Film composition?
Yeah. Film music. Guess who they were offering as the proctor of such a class?
Hans Zimmer?
Danny Elfman. Go. This is how you produce music for a movie. Go.
He loves... Here's the thing about Danny Elfman that I really appreciate, is that he loves a good ostinato.
Yes.
And he loves the... he loves the Lydian scale.
Yeah, sure.
Or, sorry. The Lydian mode.
Oh, well, yes. I'm glad you corrected yourself.
It's the major scale with the raised fourth.
Of course it is. Yes.
Yes.
I just think that it's that's the joke. It's funny to consider the Danny Elfman.
Have you seen a picture of him?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He's shredded.
Yeah.
This red haired fucking. Yep. It's like he's like the death metal Carrot Top.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Who is also shredded.
Yeah.
No, I just think it's funny because Danny Elfman found a pocket for himself and is nestled inside and has not left his pocket.
Yeah.
Danny Elfman's in his pocket and he's just fucking making bank on Boonka Boonka. If you're listening and don't know Danny Elfman, go watch the intro to Men in Black.
Yeah.
Then you will know the...
Or watch Beetlejuice or The Simpsons
or something
else Danny Elfman did.
Yeah, but the intro to Men in Black is what I always think of. Boonka 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 Boonka. Danny Elfman teaches... So great.
But that's the intro to Beetlejuice.
Right. Oh, yeah, that is the intro to Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
I think it's also the intro to Men in Black.
It's very similar. Yeah.
So
that's the ostinato.
We're just going to get like a whole, like we're going to get all these people watching Danny Elfman teaches music for film. And now we're going to get a whole like class, like the class of 2024.
Yeah.
Just like now. Boonga, boonga, boonga. Yeah, right. 10 years from now. And then the Oscar nominees for best film music composition in a film is like Joe Bradley. Boonga, boonga, boonga,
yeah,
boonga.
Right.
And
as he's walking up.
Stephanie Smith. Boonga, 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 boonga. Just like the same fucking...
Danny Elfman is sitting in like the balcony.
The highest balcony. Yeah.
And he's just like... doing the, what is this called?
Like, yeah, just like, with his hands together, like in a prayer pose. Yes. He's just diddling his
head.
Yes.
Elfman eugenics making all music fucking ostinatos.
It's like how, what's the theory that everything comes back to crabs, right? We all come back to crabs, crab people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Everything comes back to Elfman.
Elfman.
All cinematic music comes back to Elfman.
Yep.
I love that you thought Hans Zimmer. No, that would be a real answer.
Yeah.
Masterclass can only afford Danny Elfman.
Eric, that's fine.
Like, not that he's bad, but he's consistent.
Eric, when you hear his name, you know immediately what his music is.
Right. So actually, there's something to that.
Yeah.
But it also means that you can't take it.
Yeah, and it also means if you ever try anything else,
right,
people are going to be fucking furious.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, imagine Danny Elfman scoring a drama.
Right.
Like a fucking like Chocolat.
You know? Chocolat.
And it's not like an ostinato thing.
Right.
It's actually an ostinato thing.
Boonka,
yeah.
Boonka, boonka, boonka.
No, people would be furious. Like, that doesn't sound like Danny Elfman.
That's not Elfman. I know Elfman.
Yeah.
Everyone, thanks for listening to the Virgin
Podcast.
That
would be a departure.
Well, he said it. Thanks for listening to...
Hey, thank you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Virgin's Lovecast, a podcast.
We love you.
We love you.
As always.
And will 2024 be our year, Andrew? Will it be our year? No.
said from the trenches.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a single potato chip inside our MRE. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's going to be our year.
It has to be.
Just bleeding out. You look over and I'm dead. Yeah. Just, yeah, been shot. And just.
Eric, is it our year?
Yeah. I'm taking your potato chip. You open it, and I have zero.
No! Damn it! Oh, is there a way we can get the MRE in a fucking vending machine and it gets stuck? Like, he's on the boat.
On the beach of Normandy?
On the beach of Normandy, he goes to a vending
machine. There's a vending machine.
With MREs in it.
It's like in Fallout, where just, like, vending machines are, like, buried halfway somewhere.
It's a full-size vending machine.
Of course.
But there's only one... little circle thing.
Right, there's one item. Yeah,
yeah, one item.
Yeah.
One circle thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a full-size vending machine, but there's only one row.
Yes.
There's only one row and one column.
Yeah. and it's in the middle.
Right.
And it just has one MRE in it.
Yeah, and you're like really hoping to pull a Pringle. Just, I can't
and
wait.
Then, yep, and then the fucking spiral starts turning.
Right.
MRE's coming out, yep. And it's
and
on
it's
the
stuck it's because stuck. It's too big. It's clearly too big. Shaking it.
When he has a when he's brandishing a fucking AK-47.
Riddled with bullets. Yeah. Just, that's why it doesn't work.
Yeah.
No, dude, even better. He goes up and it only takes French currency.
Yeah, it only accepts francs.
Yeah. Damn it! Is anyone looking around? Does anyone here have calls for a medic? Medic!
Medic comes over fucking with his little
running
backpack.
Over, yeah.
Like, pulls the backpack abruptly or, like, swiftly over his shoulder.
Right, right.
Throwing out gauze. Yeah. Fucking
throwing out, like, and morphine and IV tubes.
Yep, and syringes. And then finally gets to the fucking...
He's got like a
roll of quarters, yeah, or a bag of quarters.
I was gonna say he's got like a pencil bag in there.
Yeah, like a fucking Ziploc of like nickels.
He's digging through it for francs. Yeah. Like, I know I got him in here. I know I got him in here somewhere. God damn it, that's a Deutschmark.
I should not prepare for this.
It should work. They're being occupied by Germany. Why doesn't this machine take Deutschmarks?
Oh.
All right, thanks, Chuck. We'll see you again next time on the load.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
And cue the music.
And purchase Love Connection shutting down in 5, 4,
a 4,
3,
a 4,
4, 5, and 7. Dude, there was an episode. I mean, you can just start recording right now.
I am. Yeah. I am.
There was an episode of Price is Right today where Drew called. This one gal got up to go the Price game.
Yeah.
She's wearing a headband where she has made a replica of the wheel.
Okay.
So she made this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's of the wheel and she's wearing it on her head. And the first thing Drew asks her or it says is like, okay, so we're going to play Spin It to Win It. Are you familiar with that game?
Yeah.
I'm like, Drew, she made a replica of the wheel on her head. She knows the fucking game.
Andrew, he's just trying to fill air.
Yeah,
okay?
I know.
They call him Drew Fill Air Carey. Drew Fill Airy. Drew Fill Air.
Drew Fill Air Carey?
Yeah, Drew Fill Air Carey.
That's bad.
But it's spelled Phil. Middle name is Phil.
His middle name is Phil. That's
Phil.
A fact.
Drew Fill yes. Air.
It's on his birth certificate.
A-R-E, air. Yeah. Not A-I-R.
Eric, this is a real thing, and it's...
Full air.
Yeah, there is a legal document where that exists.
Okay. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Welcome, everyone.
Hey-o!
That was way... I need to give myself more time. I can't go 3, 2, what? Okay, 3, 2, 1.